Hi everyone, my name's Ruth Cheesley and I'm project lead for Mautic. And today I'm going to be speaking for about 40 minutes about our experiences of implementing an incentivized partner program within the Mautic open source community. So, for those of you who don't know me, my name's Ruth Cheesley, my pronouns are she, her. I work full time for Acquia as project lead for Mautic. My background is around about 18 years of using and contributing to different open source projects. And my base is in Ipswich in the UK. If you want the slides from this or any of the links or resources or things that I've mentioned in this talk, they're all going to be shared on my notice page afterwards. So I will also tweet that link out on at rcheesley. So if you want to grab any of the resources or any of the information or you just want to connect afterwards, please do ping me on Twitter. So what we're going to be covering today, we're going to be talking a bit about the contribution side of establishing this partners program. So how do we define what actually constitutes a contribution? How do we track those contributions over time? How do we assign them to organizations to understand who is contributing and who's not contributing within our project? Then the thorny subject of finances came into play. So, how do we make the financial aspect of becoming a partner equitable for everyone, wherever they are in the world, so that anyone can become a partner and it's the same kind of value financially for them to do that? And for us, we had the added challenge of we didn't actually have financial autonomy, so we needed to set up some process for us to have transparency over our finances. And then finally, we'll go on to talk a bit about how we actually set this program up. What does it actually look like? What do partners get when they become a partner? How has it worked for us? So, what results have we seen? Did it fulfill the goals that we were hoping it would? And also, what have we learned and what things are we going to do differently or what have we tweaked as the program has run its course in the community? So first off, I'll start a little bit of history about Mautic because I'm aware that some of you might not know what we are or what how we came to being. So Mautic is an open source marketing automation platform. It was formally launched to the public in 2015, and you can find more about that on mautic.org, which is our website, and we're also on GitHub as Mautic/Mautic. When Mautic was founded, there was a corporate software as a service company created as well to provide a hosted environment of Mautic specifically aimed at businesses. That business was acquired by Acquia back in 2019. And since that point, the community has established its own governance model and it's now operating as a self-sufficient open source project. Before this point, it was very much dependent on Mautic Inc. and now Acquia for pretty much everything in the community, from running releases to financing things to can we do this? Should we take that direction? So it's been a really big few years for the Mautic community, and an awful lot has been achieved in that time. So why did we want to have a partners program to start with? Well, we had a few goals for this program. We wanted to try to encourage more in the way of practical contributions to Mautic, but also financial support for the project. And we wanted those both to be consistent. And we looked at lots of other projects, and a lot of the time it's just you pay this much money, you become a partner. Well, we actually wanted to tie that status to being actively involved in creating and nurturing this community. So we tied in the requirement for encouraging more practical contributions in our partners program goals. We wanted to help people in our community find those people who are the makers, the people who are actively helping to support the community if they needed help with Mautic. So we really wanted them to support the people who are supporting the project and the community rather than work with people who actually aren't making Mautic better. They're just making a fast buck from the project. We wanted a way to promote organizations who are contributing in a very clear and transparent way. So we wanted to be able to say, these are the people who are financially contributing. These are the people who are practically contributing. They're awesome. Go find out more about them, work with them, have conversations with them. And this gave us a really nice way to be able to do that. We could say, here are our partners. These are the people we suggest that you work with because they're supporting us as a project and a community. And we also wanted to give those organizations who are giving their money, they're giving their